Boom Loop in Seattle, downtown, continues. Lululemon is set to close at Pacific Place as Seattle struggles to revitalize downtown. Let's get into it. We got yet another closure in the big blue city in the downtown core. Here we go. I got to admit, I didn't even know there was a Lululemon in downtown Seattle. I didn't know there was a Nike store in downtown Seattle either. That one closed too. I mean, everything is kind of closing up in this one core. But before we get going, let me just show you where this is so you can kind of get an idea of where it is. Here's your Lululemon. Here's your Pike Place Market where they grow the fish. Here is 3rd Avenue between Pike and Pine. It's like right in here. So you are, let's zoom in to get that. Yeah, Pike and Pine is right here, 3rd Avenue. This is one of the highest crime areas in all of Seattle, in all of the Pacific Northwest. So when you are just a couple of blocks to the south and slightly east of said crime area, and when I talk about, you know, the Blade, this is called the Blade on 3rd Avenue between Pike and Pine. When I talk about how close that is to the Pike Place Market is right here. It is literally around the corner from one of the most famous places on the planet for throwing that fish back and forth, right? I mean, everybody comes to Seattle, and here's the waterfront. So you pull up in your big boat and you struggle up, you know, a couple of blocks up some pretty steep, you know, terrain, because it's really steep going from downtown Seattle down to the waterfront area. That's literally where the term skid row came from, because they would skid the logs down into the water and then a big boat would take them away. That's literally Skid Row. And it was always just the worst of the worst were situated. You had a bunch of prostitutes, you had winos, people out of work, and, you know, different times back then, right? So now that, you know, Seattle's in this great, you know, tech industry, whole explosion area thing, Lululemon can't make it. Lululemon can't make it because there's not enough people walking around willing to do shopping in this part of downtown Seattle. This is isolated to this part of downtown Seattle. It really is. Other areas of Seattle, you do not have the same level of violence, of criminal activity, of, in the past, homelessness, drug dealing, selling stolen goods, you know, robbing of stores, robbing of, you know, break-ins. You don't have that to the same level in other areas of the city. And some of that has to do with this has always been the area where criminal activity has taken place. And when you know, we defunded the police and we have way fewer cops than we need to keep the city safe, this is what happens. Businesses can't stay in business. Seattle is suffering another economic blow to its downtown core with the announcement that Lululemon will be leaving Pacific Place later this month. Pacific Place is the kind of shopping center area where I recorded a podcast not that long ago. PCC was a grocery store. It's a local grocery store chain. It's a co-op, and they closed down as well. It's in this area where you've got a lot of people living, but they're not out and about doing a lot of shopping at the retail, because on the street level, you want to kind of scurry to your condo and then get up inside your glass cage that's secured, right? Where the doorman takes care of the riffraff outside. Now you can't come in. Now you can't lick the window. Go away. Right? Got a bunch of just Looney Tunes who are out of their minds on drugs. That's what's walking around downtown Seattle. The clothier is not seeing the level of sales that's needed at this location. It's according to one of the employees who spoke to Como News. About 20 people work at the business. You know what? I was thinking, okay, if I were in the area, would I hop in to Lululemon? No, I would probably go to the University District where the University of Washington is, which is, I don't know, I'm guessing, is that 6 miles to the northeast? Is it 4 miles, 5 miles? Something like that. It's Northeast 45th and probably Northeast 50th and what? 35th Avenue Northeast. Do the math, downtown, whatever, right? That's my old appraiser thought coming into my head. All right, how can I make this calculation work? It's probably 5 miles to the north and east of downtown Seattle. But there's an area there called University Village. We've got all kinds of cool shopping. And you don't have this ridiculousness that is causing people to not want to go shopping in this area of downtown. The clothier is not seeing the level. Okay, we read that. The closing of Lululemon follows the departure of Fox Seattle, which has been a family-owned institution in the city for more than a century. The jewelry store is offering steep discounts on remaining merchandise before closing for good on April 27th. I don't think I covered that one, but that's just another long, long stand. They've been there for over 100 years. Long-standing family business that's been there forever. And its location is just right there. I mean, it's just like, ooh, that's not good. And jewelry in an area, you've got a lot of break-ins, you got whacked out drug addicts, and you got nut jobs just running around, you know, bringing a lot of expensive jewelry in and out. No go. And I think there was not an ownership change, but I think the owners that have owned it and run it for the last, I don't know, however many decades, they're retiring and there's nobody in place that wants to take over. So, you know, another pretty cool family-owned jewelry store is going down the tubes because of, you know, politics and allowing, you know, the streets of Seattle to just be run over. At one point in time, it was like, let the homeless live wherever they want. And with that came a big escalation in crime. Now, where I would say the real difference there is in the South Lake Union area to the east of where we're talking about, closer to I-5. That's Amazon Town. That is just loaded up with Amazon. Think just to the east of the Space Needle, to the south and east of the Space Needle. That is at South Lake Union. It's called SLU. And Amazon has that area loaded up with security guards, like every building around. Massive security. You got massive security running around. There's no shenanigans there. Downtown Seattle, lots of shenanigans. Businesses moving out. That's what happens. So if you don't have the help of basically a private army, which is what Amazon has in South Lake Union, to make all of their employees feel comfortable, if you don't have that in place and you're dependent upon a police force that is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of officers shy of being able to, you know, fully commit to public safety, then, you know, this is what happens. Lululemon and their really expensive leggings moves out. Now, I shop at Lululemon for my workout shirts and my workout shorts. They're great stuff. Super expensive. It's like outrageous. Two or three times the cost of what you could get at Dick's Sporting Goods. But the quality, I still wear workout shirts that I've had for like 10 years, and they're not terrible. You know what I mean? They wear pretty well. So it's one of those things, you get what you pay for. As more high-profile businesses call it quits, other small business owners are looking to see how it may impact them. Because when a big business like that goes out, big corporate business, then, you know, you're like, ooh, yeah, this isn't good. This isn't going to work out. There was hardly an empty seat at Faux Bar during the early lunch rush, but owner Ken Hui Fan said it took time to build up her business. When we first opened, we're talking about another restaurant right in this area. When we first opened, it was definitely a slow roll. There were a lot of empty offices. People were still working from home a lot, Fan said. I know Nike left and now Lululemon is leaving. I think it's a struggle and it worries us because we're very close. And when there's vacancies, I think we worry about the crime. Yeah, because you don't have enough people in there offsetting the people that commit shenanigans, right? The people just walking around. So I've literally live streamed from Westlake Park probably, I don't know, three or four times, or shot video from there. You just got a bunch of whacked out nut jobs running around. It's Seattle. Greatest thing ever. Right? And this is downtown Seattle. Just a bunch of people dealing drugs and just, yeah, you know, it's not good. So the fact that this location of Lululemon is so close to the Blade and is so close to this area, where you've got shenanigans happening on the regular. Corporate doesn't want to deal with that. And if sales are down, closed, right? Metal Leo, closed. So King Leroy and Great State Burger are in the heart of the South Lake Union across from Amazon, and calls for workers to return to the office made an immediate difference, according to manager Jason Harris. Amazon was one of the first companies that went to a three-day-a-week policy. Okay, pick your days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, optimal. So you've got these wildly different traffic patterns in Seattle based on when Amazon employees go to the office in downtown Seattle. And downtown Seattle has also been hit by Seattle City Council and their tax Amazon attitude with Shama Sawant. And so Amazon has pretty consistently, we're just going to send employees over to Bellevue. We're going to work in our Bellevue offices. So now Bellevue, just, you know, mile or two from literally right where I'm podcasting from, it's just Amazon land. And then we've got Facebook. We've got all kinds of tech just loaded up in here. And it's because there's a big push from Seattle to here because people don't want to be working in downtown Seattle. Because even though you've got your own private police force, you know, if you're living on the east side, if you're living over here in Bellevue, if you're living somewhere around here, then you don't want to be in downtown Seattle. So, but the South Lake Union is, it's a different world, even though it's only maybe a mile or two away from where we're talking about Lululemon closing down. So as soon as the announcements came out that there was a big influx, a lot of people coming into the office, parking lots totally full, Harris said, adding that not all bars and restaurants see the same benefits. So he's talking about South Lake Union. So they had a massive positive impact from their employees being called back into the office three days a week. Whereas in downtown Seattle, there isn't that unified force type deal. A lot of office space down there is just empty. So we're constantly hearing about friends of ours and their businesses going out. A lot of places closing up on the Hill, which is Capitol Hill, or even downtown. Yeah, that is happening. Seattle is now seeing a 13% vacancy rate for its downtown retail space. If empty offices, that's retail. That's just stores, right? Storefronts, main floor kind of deal. Maybe the second floor too, whatever. So Seattle is now seeing a 13% vacancy rate for its downtown retail space. If empty spaces are included, the commercial vacancy rate is closer to 28%, almost a third. A lot of space that's open. You don't have that much space open in South Lake Union because it's got that bustling vibrancy of, hey, we've gone back to work in the office and this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. We're seeing more and more businesses. And was it the city of New York? City of New York? There was one big city that was basically like, yep, you guys are coming back into the office 4 days a week. None of this commute from home thing. None of this, you guys hiding behind your little cameras. None of that. You guys are coming into the office because it works better in the office. Can't remember who that was, but 4 days a week is now going to be the next big push. 4 days. Just how about that? 4 days? 4 days? Yep. Camera right over there. 4 days. There's a push to bring City of Seattle employees back to their offices at least. Oh, it's Seattle. Back to their offices at least 4 days a week, possibly as soon as late June. Oof. Yeah, that's coming right up. Return to office issue has been a thorny one in the city, with public staffers and private sector employees both suggesting they prefer to work from home or in a hybrid schedule. They don't want to come into the office. Nobody wants to commute in. It's a pain in the rear. Traffic is horrible. Got to find parking. Parking is expensive. And then there's no Lululemon. There's no Nike store. Fox Jewelry. It's just closed, 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 closed. You don't have all that cool stuff in downtown that you once used to go to. And plus, you don't really feel like getting out of your car because there's a bunch of nut jobs doing shenanigans running around in the downtown core. So yeah, there's police presence, but if you got to hustle from wherever your parking garage is to the Lululemon, it doesn't exactly instill buying confidence, does it? No, you go a few miles away to a much better, more suburban experience, even though it's still in Seattle, buy the same damn clothes, right? Without getting mugged, without getting assaulted, without getting just, you know, beat down or screamed at, not even basically, you know, hurt or anything. You have somebody scream at you or just come up to you and go, what are you doing? You know, it's all whacked out on meth. That's what Seattle's allowed to have happen because they're fine. They're good people when they're not on drugs. A little bit of a problem when they are, but you know, we're inclusive. We love our fellow human being. And then Lululemon closes down. Yeah. This isn't the only store, and this is not the last store to close. You got plenty of other stores in the downtown core. This is happening not just in Seattle, but this is happening all over the United States right now. downtown cores have emptied out and they're not coming back. And each city is kind of working at its own pace how to bring that back. And without a ton of employees in these office buildings taking up the office space, a lot of these stores are no longer viable, because who's going to want to drive from the burbs into downtown if they're not working there in the first place? They're not going to. And that's what we're seeing all across the United States. And this is just kind of more fallout from closed. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.